there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I am Ryan Wormley, joined as I am every Friday morning by Dr. Chow. No matchups preview this week, but we are still coming to you with our injury look ahead to week 12. But actually, Dr. Chow, I want to start with some things that happened in the Thanksgiving games last night. I'll start with the more fantasy relevant one in Damian Harris, who left last night's game against the Vikings. What did you see there?
I'll be honest with you on that one. It's reported as a thigh injury. Didn't really see video. What I saw was a plate full of turkey on that one as we were over at that family. And so I will go back. If you want to go to Pro Football Doc and Twitter or SICScore.com, we'll have something up later today as we look back on it. You know, Thanksgiving, and there was no rewind at the place I was. So but the turkey was good. So
that's the most important thing, is that the turkey was good. Hopefully the turkey was good for the Vikings, who won that game.
Ramondre Stevenson's been the guy anyways, right? I mean, so yeah.
And of course it just makes you even more comfortable with Ramondre if, you know, Damian Harris were to miss time. The other like really ugly looking injury in the Thanksgiving games was Von Miller. We were just talking about it before we started recording. We don't usually talk about defensive players on the show, but he's such a big name on a big time team, and it was such an ugly looking injury that I just have to ask about him.
Yeah, the worry there is we hope he can avoid ACL tear. He had a right knee, same knee ACL tear in 2013. The video has us worried for at least an MCL. We hope the ACL is okay, but by video, there is definite concern. An early report from NFL Network said just a knee sprain, and that report may be 100% accurate because a grade 3 knee sprain of the ACL is a complete tear of the ACL. So we'll have to see. But what I found interesting about that from a fantasy perspective, his buddy, he's been recruiting Odell Beckham. And it may be recruiting Odell Beckham now to a team that he may not be playing on. How does that factor into the whole situation? And OBJ, you know, chimed in with saying, get rid of the turf, right? He had a ACL re-tear in the Super Bowl on turf. Look, he's getting closer. Jerry Jones is talking about him. And Ryan, what are the three teams he's rumored to go to? The Cowboys, the Giants, and the Bills. What kind of field they play on? Turf. Turf. I mean, you may want to get rid of the turf, but the money's green and you do what you can, right? And that's okay. I'm not banging on anybody. I'm just saying the ironies of the world here.
It's a fair point. And just from like the medical perspective, do you have any strong feelings on teams that have turf versus other types of grass? Because it feels like it has been a little bit more discussion about this in recent years, specifically from the players complaining more and more about it publicly.
There's no question turf, the current turf, and there's different types, are way better than the old AstroTurf. There's also no question grass overall is still better than any artificial turf, as long as it's a smooth, good grass field. But the difference isn't necessarily as great as players have made it out to be. But there is a difference if you look at it overall. We've done ACL data this year. It's been about even. But, of course, you can look at high ankle data and other things. But part of it is the turf gives you better footing. And when it sticks is how it injures you. And that better footing is allows how players to cut more quickly. And, you know, if you wanted to make the game safer without switching the grass, maybe you legislate certain shoes and shoe surface interface. That's the other way to make the foot not slip. But then players don't love that because they want to be able to cut on a dime. And when you're in control and you're cutting on a dime, it's great to have that sticky surface. And when you're doing something unintended and here comes injury, it's horrible to have the sticky surface. It's kind of like when you go skiing, the advanced skiers, experts crank the binding super tight. So they have great footing on the skis, but that's also how you injure your knee when your ski binding doesn't release. So that's kind of part of the controversy. And I didn't want to go off the rails there, but it's just, it's a complex issue, but I do like grass better in general.
Yeah, and I think that's a good comparison with the skiing. And of course, it is an important concern for fantasy managers because injuries play such a crucial role in the scope of both an NFL season and a fantasy season. Let's start getting into the preview ahead for week 12 here. Hard to believe we're already in week 12. Joe Mixon in concussion protocol. Again, we talk about it every week, all the, you know, higher restrictions and standards that there are to return to the field. Do we think you'll see him on week 12?
He's not trending to play. I mean, the statistics are pretty low unless you're full practice on Friday to play. And on Thanksgiving, he was still DNP, very unusual to go DNP to FP. It's hard to judge concussions. Most concussions, you know, especially unless he went DNP, LP, and then FP, are not returning to play. So I think fantasy managers have to have a plan B there for Mixon.
Sticking with the running backs, somebody who hasn't played the last couple of weeks is Gus Edwards. It seems like he's trending towards returning. If he is on the field, do you expect, given the injury he had and the tweaking to the hamstring and, of course, coming off that ACL from last year, do you expect to see him at full strength this week if he's on the field?
I don't. I mean, obviously, your decision as a fantasy manager depends on who else you have and what's going on. And look, if I had him I eked into the Scott Fishbowl 12 playoffs here. I mean, Cooper Kupp's out. I have no quarterback. I would play Gus Edwards if I had him, but I don't. But it depends on who you have. But I don't know that I would fully trust him, even if he could play this week with the coming off the hamstring and the ACL.
Looking at the wide receivers, Mike Williams, obviously been a frustration for fantasy managers this year. He re-aggravated his ankle injury in last week's game. Do you think we'll see him this week? And if not, when do you think we'll see him?
I do not believe you'll see him this weekend. I didn't think you would see him on the Kansas City game, right? And I get why he played, because it was a big game for the Chargers, right? A divisional matchup, and they needed to keep pace. But all week leading up to that, I saw video, and I think we even talked about it. I said, I don't think Mike Williams is ready, right? And this is no criticism of Mike Williams or the Chargers. I mean, sometimes you take those chances, right? Because you needed him. And, of course, on the first catch, he re-aggravated it. But the pattern is, I don't think he was ready. B, I don't think they're going to make the same mistake twice. I don't think there's any way he plays this week. The best hope is maybe the following week, week 13. But week 14, I would have reasonable confidence.
Kadarius Toney also dealt with a lot of injuries in New York over the years. Everybody's kind of making jokes about, oh, he's going to be fully healthy now that he's in Kansas City and just, you know, go rock out there. He now has a hamstring issue. What do you see there?
Well, maybe he should get traded and his hamstring will be solved again. No, I'm just joking around. We're just having some holiday fun here. Not making fun of him or his injury. But, like, he's a speed guy. Hamstring's a big deal. Hamstrings can be recurrent. I think he's going to be out a little while. I don't know what grade the hamstring is, but for speed guys, it's a big deal. But Kansas City should have Juju back.
Let's talk about a couple of quarterbacks here to wrap up. Matthew Stafford, I think, I don't know if it was still a concussion or it turned into a bit of a neck issue. What's the timeline here?
Look, if you have Matthew Stafford as a fantasy manager, you better figure out another plan and another plan beyond this week. Significant worries. Look, reports were, and that's why he was walking around with the orthopedist and people were saying concussion. And from the command center, we were like, this doesn't make sense here. Now we know why, because he had some transient numbness in both legs. Red flag, red flag. Big worry. You cannot risk spinal cord issues. I'm not saying he's done for his career. I'm not even saying he's done for the season. But you better have a very, very solid workup and reason why it happened and why it won't happen again, and where there's no risk of anything catastrophic. If it's 0.1%, I don't think you put him out on the field. You can't risk catastrophic injury. So I hope Matt Stafford is fine, but as a fantasy manager, I think you need to scramble and find another plan. I don't know that he's coming back in time to help you this year.
Saving the best fantasy player for last today, Justin Fields has been nuclear the last month, month and a half, just absolutely carrying fantasy teams in every league. He's been unreal, but he had that shoulder issue towards the end of last week's game. I think he's sort of downplayed the severity of it in press conferences. What do you see from the video and from the reports, and what do you think his status will be both for this week and in the future weeks?
Well, you know, here's where I think we can help you and where we're not going to be a ton of help. It's a little bit of both. On Sunday, we said AC joint. There were reports of shoulder dislocation. Justin Fields cleared it up. Grade 2 AC joint sprain, shoulder separation with ligament damage. Well, anytime you have an AC sprain, there's ligament damage. So it's not surgical, and he has a chance to play through. I think he was honest about it. He said it hurt on every throw, even though it was in his non-throwing shoulder. Well, when you throw a football, you don't have your left arm stapled to your side, right? You're going to move it. And yeah, it does hurt. But here's the thing. Can Justin Fields play and be effective? The answer is 100% yes, but it will have to be with an AC joint numbing injection. He'd taken injections before, rib fractures in the national championship game from Ohio State, when the blue tent came out and was Superman, right, with that numbing. So will he do it again? That's the question mark. But the bigger – but and if he does have that AC joint numb, not only can he be effective throwing the ball, he can be effective running the ball. So that's the take-home message for your guys. If he's active and taking the injection, you absolutely have to play him, because I do believe he will be effective running the football. Now, will he play is a different question, right? And why do I say that? Number one, he's a young quarterback. Do you want him playing if he doesn't practice all week? And do you want, and does he regret the decision of doing the injection? Because after the Ohio State deal, he said there wasn't a lot of discussion. They just did it and he played, right? So I don't know if there's a change there. But most importantly here, Justin Fields has proven he's the Bears guy going forward. They know they need talent around him. Now, do they want to put him out there and expose him again right now? Or is this a good chance to sit back and take a breath and maybe in the back of their mind get a better draft pick? Defensively, they traded away Roquan Smith and Robert Quinn. They're two best guys, right? They're not going anywhere this year. They're trying to reload for next year. This would be player health and safety legal tanking if the Bears wanted to do that. So can he play if this were for a playoff spot or whatever? Absolutely, and be effective. Will he? That's a different question. So my advice to fantasy managers, have a plan B. If he's active, you better play him. Don't worry about it. But you got to be careful. He might not be active.
He's Dr. Chow at ProFootball.com on Twitter. I'm Ryan Wormley at Ryan Wormley on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember to stay on top of all the latest injury news throughout the week. Check out our Fantasy News and Scores app, available on both the App Store and Google Play. We'll see you guys again next week, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.